invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, is it now Christmas shopping season? And all the good Americans, they're moving out of their houses and they start to live in one big place. Department stores. Mamma mia, you should have seen the crowds. Yesterday, I went to Caesar Rosebuck. I went there to buy a 2 cents washer for my sink, which is leaking. Five times I'm a start off to the hardware department. And five times the crowd is pushing me back to the ladies' house coats. Finally, I'm come home with the 2 cents washer for the sink, which the clerk is a gift wrapped tied with a pink ribbon and a stamp that don't open up before Christmas. Well, as it turn out nice anyway. This Christmas, even my sink is going to be surprised with a present. Mamma mia, yesterday I'm sent to you your Christmas present. A bread toaster. This is a wonderful American invention, but it's a one thing I'm warning you about. Don't try to stuff in the whole bread at the one time. Put in just the one slice of bread, and don't do nothing until you see the smoker come out. Then you take out the bread, scrape off the black part, and eat. This is a taste almost as good as a plain bread that's stale. But at Christmas time, Mom, everybody has got a list with the friend's name on it. I've got mine too. Everybody's name is on it, except my countryman Pasquale, because for him, I'm got something extra special. All year long, I'm put away $1 a week in my bank's Christmas club. Till now, I'm got $50. Just for this big surprise for Pasquale. It's a wonderful surprise. And it's such a big secret, I'm hate even to tell him myself. But you I can tell him, Mamma Mia. You see, everybody is get to somebody. So, oh, here comes a Pasquale. He's in my store now. I'm right to you, Mole.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, little banana nose. Luigi, I know you're short of money, so don't get me nothing that you can't pay out in the 12 easy installments.
All right, Pasquale. Pasquale, you finished with your Christmas shopping yet?
Luigi, how would you like to see television every night the next year?
Oh, Pasquale, you shouldn't.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Well, what are you talking?
I'm only teasing, Luigi. Uh-oh. I'm going to buy you a big, beautiful television set.
Oh, Pasquale, you wonderful.
Sure, and I'm not going to get you just a plain little 10-inch screen.
No.
This is going to have a 16-inch screen. Oh. Is it going to keep out all of the flies?
Thank you, Pasquale.
Also, this set is going to have a 100-foot electric cord.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm got a little room. I don't need 100-foot electric cord to reach the socket.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something, little cabbage puss. You're gonna plug the cord in your store, but the television set is gonna play in my daughter Rosa's room.
Pasquale, you mean every time I'm going to watch the television set, I'm going to do it with your daughter?
That's right, you lucky pups, you.
Pasquale, if you don't mind, I'm rather listening to my radio.
That's the matter. Don't you think there's enough to see on the television?
Well, sure, Pasquale. But with your daughter Rosie in the room, who's going to be able to see it?
Oh, Luigi, will you stop her with the fat to talk? So what if my Rose is weigh 250 pounds? That's not so big. It's all the way you look at it.
Pasquale, if you don't mind, I'm rather not to look.
Oh, Luigi, why don't you think about it? Be fair. Remember, there's two sides to everything.
Yeah, but there's eight sides to Rosie.
Oh, Luigi, you make me so mad. Remind me, after you give me my Christmas present, I'm never sure to speak to you again.
Well, all right, Pasquale. Now, if you don't mind, please, I'm going to go to my night school class.
All right, go, Luigi. Now, remember, don't go spending any money on me for Christmas. Huh? My waist is a 56 and my neck size is a 19.
Well, all right, Pasquale, goodbye. I'm going to see you later.
Yeah, that little pumpkin head. Where is he going to get the money to buy any good presents anyway? He's always got to come to me for money. I'm his private little marshal plan. Hey, what's this he's left behind? Little envelope. I'm no like to peek, but if the inside of the envelope wants to peek on me... Hey, what's this? $50. Oh, he's do something behind my back. Let's see what he's write on this paper. Christmas list. Well, my name must be on the top. Miss Spaulding. Schultz, Horowitz, Olson. Hey, must be saving me for the last. Mailman, Rosa, wind cleaner, Officer Flanagan, Tommy the newsboy, Jake the pickle man. He left me out. $50. He's a hid away from me and he's a left me out. To me. He's a guardian, an American. When he's a come here from Italy, I'm going to give him his first pair of shoes. His first haircut. His first comic book. And when he's not going to read it, I was to help him out. I was to get somebody to read it to him. No prisoner for Pasquale, huh? I'm gonna show him this list and this money. Well, I ain't gonna keep it. I'm just gonna hold it for him till Christmas, 1999.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Up dancer, up prancer, up donder, up blitzen.
Mr. Schultz, is that supposed to be St. Nicholas calling his reindeer?
It ain't Frankie Lane calling his mules rein. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
Mr. Schultz, no more singing. And stop cracking your belt.
All right. Down, Hickok. Smile, Miss Spaulding. It's just the Christmas spirit. Here's a little present I brought for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Miss Spaulding, I brought you something, too.
And here's my gift to Miss Spaulding.
I brought you something also.
Ooh, what a bunch of copycats.
Well, class, this is... Well, it's wonderful. I can't find the words.
Who cares as long as you don't find the price tags?
And Schultz, Horowitz Olsen, here I'm brought to you some little things too.
Thank you, Luigi. Oh, that's wonderful.
Fellas, should I do it to him now?
Sure, go ahead. Give it to him.
Luigi, we got together yesterday after class and we all talked about you and what a nice fella you was, and we shipped in, and here's your Christmas present, and that's all.
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Basco.
Oh, friends, what a wonderful present. This is the most beautiful fountain pen I've ever owned. Is it the only fountain of pen I'm ever on? Mamma mia. A gold top with a beautiful inner sides.
Luigi, go ahead. Read the inscription that we wrote to you on the pen.
Yo-ho, Luigi, and they come straight from the heart.
All right, I'm going to read. 14 carat gold filled.
Luigi, you're reading the point. Here, on the cap, you read.
Oh, with a sincere friendship, Christmas 1949. Oh, class, this is beautiful. And I'm a can't to think of any other words that you could have added.
More words? If we added any more words, we'd have you had ended up with two fountain pens.
Luigi, we're glad you like it. It was just a slight return for the present you got us.
Luigi, what did you get for Pasquale?
Huh? Oh, well, for Pasquale, I'm getting something extra special. You see, he's the one who's brought me to this country. He's a watch over me all of the time. So I'm getting him a big surprise.
A wallet?
A what?
A necktie?
A noose?
No, class, it wasn't none of those things. It's a surprise.
Well, give us a hint already.
Well, it's something that Pasquale no can touch, smell, or feel. He's not going to keep it, but once he's got it, he's not going to change it.
Stop, Luigi. You're getting us all for shimmel.
Come on, Luigi. You just got a curiosity all at all.
Yeah, what are you going to give Pasquale?
Well, yesterday I went to the bank, took out the money, and I said it to myself, what am I going to get Pasquale that's different? Something that nobody has ever given anybody before.
Aha, so you're getting him a shrunken mummy head.
Mr. Schultz, will you please stop interrupting and let Mr. Basco finish?
Well, anyway, I'm a took of this money, and I'm a... Mamma mia.
Well, is something wrong, Mr. Basco?
Well, Pasquale's a Christmas money. It's a mission. I'm lost.
No, look, wait, Luigi. First look in all your pockets.
Your entire sinker, you might have left it.
No, I'm a left it in no place. I'm a lost it. Oh, it's terrible. Please, Miss Pauline, you excuse me. I'm going to go look for it.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Basco.
Luigi, don't take it so hard. Smile. It's only money. So you lost it. What are you going to do? Jump off the bridge? How much money did you lose?
$50.
$50? Luigi, move over and I'll jump off with you.
For the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it's no use even to tell you what wonderful present I was going to get for Pasquale. Because I was a loss of the $50, I was a saver for it. All night long, I'm looking at the streets with my searchlight. No money, and it's cost me 20 cents for batteries. Also, in my house, I'm look all over. Under my rug, in the flower pot, in the chandelier. All I'm find is a dust in a flower pot, in a chandelier, and a no lamp, but the one that's no work. Also, I'm push away all the furniture, sweep up all of the floors. Dust under the couch and the bed. I'm no fan of the money, Mamma Mia, but today I'm got the cleanest room in Chicago. Mamma Mia, I'm got no heart to look at Pasquale. Right now I'm see him looking through the window. He don't see me, but I'm see him. Yeah, he's talking to Rosie, and he's looking very mad. I'm gonna just imagine what he's saying to her about me.
Rosa, stop eating for a minute. I want to talk to you.
All right, Papa.
Rosa, who's the best friend Luigi ever had?
You, Papa.
And who's treated him better, fairer than anybody in this country?
You, Papa.
And who's turned out to be a rotten, ungrateful jackass?
You, Papa.
Oh, for this, I'm sending you into college. Can you say nothing but you, Papa? Go back jacket to you, Papa. Rosa, from now on, we're true with Luigi. Don't ever associate with him. Don't go near him. Don't ever let me see you thinking about him.
Can I marry him, Papa?
Not even a that. Rosa, if he was to come back to you on his hands and his knees, what would you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play piggyback?
Oh, shut up your face. I'm so mad on him, he's never going to get back his $50. Some Christmas celestes I had. Presents for everybody, even Jake the Piccolo Man. But for me, nothing. It's not the present so much. I wouldn't care if he was to give me a cheap 29-cent necktie. Same one I gave him last year. Oh, I'm so mad on him, I'm going to cut him out of my will.
Papa, have you got a will?
No, but I'm going to make one out to just so I can cut him out.
Papa, maybe Luigi just forgot about you.
Impossible. I've been a-hinting since the Thanksgiving. Forgot, huh? Rosa, mind the store. I'm going to talk with that little pupsqueak. I'm not going to stand this. Better have a good reason why he left me out of his Christmas list. I'm going to break his neck and... Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
That all depends. What are you looking so sad about? You did something you're sorry for, maybe?
Pasquale, I'm a lost little white envelope. Maybe you was a found?
Absolutely not. And I can approve it with a 6 of witnesses.
I'm a believer, you, Pasquale.
Luigi.
What, Pasquale?
You didn't forget anything lately, did you?
Forget?
Well, you know, it's a season now for Santa Claus. People are being generous. Fill the stockings over the fireplace.
Pasquale, I'm sorry, but...
Don't butter me no butts. Luigi, all year long, you've been crying about that broken-down old radio you got that's always blowing the tubes. So yesterday, I went out and I bought you something.
A new radio?
No, 3 new tubes. That was going to be your present, including a few other things I was going to get you. But now you could have forget them.
Ma Pasquale, please listen.
After all, a fellow who's a forgetter, I'm alive.
But Pasquale, I'm a didn't forget you.
Huh? You got something for me, Luigi? Are you saving for surprise, eh, Luigi?
Yeah, Pasquale. Here's your present and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Luigi. What a beautiful fountain pen. Uh-huh. Look, a gold cap for 14 carats of point.
That's right.
Oh, it's a writing on it. Uh-huh. With a sincere friendship, a Christmas of 1949. Luigi, I got to apologize to you. I had you all wrong.
That's all right, Pasquale. As long as you're happy enough.
Sure, I'm very happy. Now, you did me a favor, I'm going to do you a favor.
Pasquale, please, no rush.
It's not the roses, it's something else. Luigi, when you left the store yesterday, I was standing there, and suddenly...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Smile, Luigi. A Merry Christmas to everybody, even you, Pasquale.
Merry Christmas to Mr. Delicatessen Man.
Luigi, I never got it a chance to really thank you for that little wallet you gave me for a present.
That's all right, Schultz. He used it in a good health.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love that little secret compartment inside where you can hide the money. Uh-huh. You know, it's really very tricky. It took my wife 10 minutes to find it. Smile, everybody. Be like me, always laughing.
Ooh, my rheumatism is killing me.
But anyway, Luigi, thanks for the wallet. And it's too bad that you didn't
I
find
just,
it.
I want to talk to you.
No, just a second, Luigi. Pasquale, it's too bad that Luigi couldn't get you a present this year.
What are you talking about? Luigi would never forget his best friend, Pasquale.
Pasquale, yeah.
Look, Schultz, Luigi is giving this to me.
Pasquale,
that's a very expensive present.
Himmel, ain't that the same fountain pen the class gave you, Luigi?
Ah.
Yeah, That's right, Shosa. I'm like it is so much ammo and out, and I got the same kind of wonderful Pasquale.
Uh-huh. And where's yours, Luigi?
Manuel, what is... You know, Schultz, on the way home from school, I'm lost money.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
Then tell me, Luigi, how could you buy Pasquale a fountain pen if you lost the $50?
Luigi, you mean you couldn't have bought me a present when you lost the money, so you gave me the fountain pen the classes are giving you? Is that what you mean, Luigi, eh? I'm a...
Merry Christmas, Pasquale.
Luigi.
Luigi, why didn't you tell him why you didn't give him a present? Pasquale, did you know that this little Wiener Schnitzel here, he's been saving $1 a week from his lunches and car fares just so he could prepare a big surprise for you.
Luigi, you was going to spend all of the $50 on me? What could you buy? A suit, a coat, the shoes, a down payment on an automobile?
No, Pasquale, was there nothing like that? Was there nothing you could wear or eat or play with? Was there something for the heart?
Well, what? Tell us already.
Well, to me, Christmas is not for just the giving of things. It's for the spirit, the peace on earth, the goodwill towards a man. Pasquale, if what I was going to give you would have made you feel that way, it would have been a real Christmas present.
Well, Luigi, where is this present? Maybe if you was suddenly to find the money, you could still buy it.
No, Pasquale, it's not in a store. You see, I was went to the church, and I said to Father Carney, Father Carney, I'm going to be glad to give the church $50 if on a Christmas night, your little boys' choir, with their beautiful voices, there was to come and sing outside of Pasquale's store.
The little boys are choir.
Ach, Luigi, only you could think of a thing like that.
Yeah, but what's the use? I was supposed to be there this morning, but I didn't have the money. I'm sorry, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, where are you going?
I'm going to kill myself.
What?
Luigi, I'm the worst rat that's ever crawled on the face of this earth. You see, I was the one... Luigi, what's that?
Hey, Pasquale, that's the choir. There was a come anyway. Look, there's a Father Carney.
Open the doors and let's hear.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, it's your play.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
That's a nice. Connie, that was beautiful. But I'm no expected you to come. I'm a donor bringing no money.
Luigi, the church never asks for money in advance.
I'd have answered, but a father I'm no got to nothing. You see, I was a loser.
Luigi, look under the table.
That's an envelope. Hey, it's looking like my envelope. I'm looking inside. Yeah, there's some money inside. My money. 10 or 20, 30, 40 or 50. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
You see, Luigi, you found your money after all.
Yeah, but Father, how is it possible? It was only 50 in the envelope and now it's 100.
Luigi, it's Christmas time. A miracle can happen.
Yeah, Pasquale. I wonder who's made of the miracle. So, Mamma Mia, Pasquale has got his Christmas present after all. And I'm going to finish this letter to you with my brand new fountain pen. Pasquale has wanted to write some extra words on it, like, you best friend of Pasquale, but Schultz is in a letter. So is it now pen and a pencil set. Mamma Mia, maybe you was thinking it to yourself. How much good was my present to have on a Pasquale? Well, I'ma tell you. After everybody is went away, the father, the choir, Schultz, I'ma look at the empty envelope, and I'ma say it to Pasquale. Pasquale, you made it a miracle. And a Pasquale has said it to me. No, Luigi. You did. It's a take a miracle to make a miracle. Merry Christmas, Mamma Mia. To Uncle Pedro, the goat, to everybody in our little town, but most especially to you. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Next Tuesday at the same time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. It's Ethel of the Barrymores and Bing of the Crosbys who are teaming up to bring you a merry half hour on CBS tomorrow night. Yes, on CBS's Wednesday night Bing Crosby show, you'll hear Ethel Barrymore bringing her great talents to a special Christmas story. And Bing will sing Silent Night, Adesta Fidelis, and White Christmas among his songs. The Bing Crosby show is heard every Wednesday night on most of these same CBS stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. Now stay tuned for Escape, as well as immediately on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.